Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police seek the public's help after homes vandalized in late night attack. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Gillette Police Department is asking for public assistance after several homes on the north side of Gillette were vandalized late Wednesday night. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson and the City of Gillette's Facebook page, the incidents occurred between 11:30 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. in the Estes Lane in Arcadia Avenue area. The homes were damaged by rocks and bottles being thrown at them. Wasson said security cameras captured footage showing what appeared to be three teenage boys, but their identities have not yet been confirmed. If you have any information or live nearby and have relevant security footage, the GPD urges you to contact them at 682-5155. Wyoming Freedom PAC returns $25,000 donation to Crook County GOP following Driscoll complaint. The Wyoming Freedom PAC, associated with the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, has returned a $25,000 donation to the Crook County GOP after Wyoming Senate President Ogden Driscoll filed a complaint alleging the contribution was illegal earlier this week. Wildfile reported, the complaint cited a state statute prohibiting political party funds from being used to support one candidate over another in the same party during primary elections. Wyoming Freedom PAC Chairman Kerry Drost said, "While we are immensely grateful for the Crook County Republican Party's commitment to the Liberty Movement, no amount of support is worth a politically motivated prosecution for the sake of another headline meant to deride conservatives." The Wyoming Freedom Caucus is aiming to take the majority in the Wyoming House this election, and the PAC's main contribution to that effort this summer has come in the form of mailers. Since late July, the PAC has spent more than $93,000 on printing and postage, according to its campaign finance report. The PAC returned the donation amid controversy and legal challenges. The matter is now under review by the State Attorney General's office. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.